You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
On this sultry Thursday afternoon, we welcome you into the gym class here at KGYM as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here today. Scott Udash, live from our studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Buttons on the other side of the glass once again here today. Mark Duke's joining us from the hot back porch. Hot and humid, a little breezy, and the rain's starting to kick up over in the western part of the state of Iowa. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, yeah, and hopefully some of the rain will stay away from the baseball and softball fields tonight, but in places it is not looking good.
No, in fact, rain expected overnight through, middle of next week, at least chances of rain, so we'll see how that all plays out. Welcome aboard here today on 1600 AM all across eastern Iowa, as well as 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 107.5 FM, the Gym OT in Cedar Rapids. You can find out more about the Gym OT by going to our website at kgymradio.com if you have not done so already. And, of course, 106.3 FM down in Iowa City. Your local programming block getting underway will be followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That will come your way from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock here on this Thursday. Good show coming up for you. Speaking of high school baseball and softball, KJ Pilcher will join us from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. We'll talk about the season that is now underway. We'll talk about what he has witnessed as far as the changes due to the fight against COVID-19 and the coronavirus and everything that entails. And we'll talk with KJ about that coming up in just a little bit. And plenty of news today kick things off here. Let's go to the golf course first at beautiful Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, Mark. The Harbortown Golf Links for the first round of the RBC Heritage. It was an early wake-up call for Cedar Rapids' own native son, Zach Johnson, today.
Yeah, Zach got underway before some of us were even awake out there in South Carolina. He had a 7:18 local start today. Zach with a 200 par 69, and he had two birdies and 16 pars. I got up and down quite a bit. He only hit half his greens in regulation, but nevertheless, 200 par 69. All the players are on the course right now. Zach tied for 42nd at the moment. He obviously will have a later tee time tomorrow. The lead right now is 7 under par, Ian Poulter and Mark Hubbard, 7 under par, 64s, one ahead of Sebastian Munoz, Victor Hovland, Michael Thompson, and Webb Simpson. All those players have completed the rounds except Simpson. He is 6 under par through 12.
Yeah, some good scores today out there in South Carolina, and like you, there are not a whole lot of better front runners than Ian Poulter, so it's going to be interesting to see if the field can catch him. But some good ones back there, and including Jordan Spieth and Tony Finau. They are both 5 under par. They had 66s today. Daniel Berger, who won last week, keeps on playing well. He had a 4 under 67. And we have a Ricky Fowler sighting. he was minus 4 today. Brooks Koepka also minus 4. Brooks has got to get things rolling because he is like 200. I know there was an article in the Gazette today about this. He is 204th in the FedEx Cup point standings right now, and there are only 9 events remaining in this truncated season. So he's got to really start to play Brooks Koepka type golf, and of course he's coming off the injury that he had. Same thing for Dustin Johnson, who also had a 4 under par 67 today. And I tell you what, there is no more amazing athlete, I think, right now, Mark, and he's going under the radar so much, than Bernhard Langer. Because how old is Bernhard Langer right now? The former Masters champion.
60 or so, isn't he?
Yeah, he's into his 60s, I believe. Shot it as well. 2 under par 69 today for Bernhard Langer. And usually the guys that get to the senior and the Champions Tour, they dominate for a few years. And then the next group every year, of course, more people turn 50. Of course, Phil turned 50 this week, and he is eligible, not playing on either tour this week. And but Bernhard Langer just keeps winning and winning. And then you put him out in the Masters, and he'll shoot like a 68 at Augusta for one of the rounds. He'll make the cut. And he's just, like I said, I think he's one of the more underrated athletes that we have, and maybe the most underrated athlete that we have right now.
Well, he's in contention almost every week on the Champions Tour and demonstrating he can still play on the PGA Tour from time to time. So, other piece of golf news, Scott, former Iowa golfer Vince India is leading at the halfway point of the King and Bear Classic on the Corn Ferry Tour. India has the lowest 36-hole round on that tour this year, 15 under par, and he bogeyed his last hole for a 66 today. So we'll see if Vince can keep it going on the weekend and get a victory.
You bet. Yeah, and that would be great for Vince India. It really would be. And that would get him in good stead as far as the Corn Ferry Tour is concerned. I know that the way you qualify for the PGA Tour is a little bit different now over the last couple of years anyway, but a win is certainly going to put him into the top as far as the money standings are concerned. And, boy, it'd be great to see him on the tour someday. He's got the game to do it. There's no doubt. He's got the game to do it. So we'll see. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you from KGYM. Again, that is 319-366-1600. As we get into more of the news of the day, and perhaps we were a little bit optimistic yesterday, Mark, about the resumption of Major League Baseball. Apparently not everything is rosy between the Players Association and Rob Manfred right now.
No, I was skeptical yesterday, and I remain skeptical today. The Major League Players Association has countered that Manfred proposal, and the MLBPA wants a 70-game season, and slightly they're only about $275 million apart.
That's all.
That's only about $8 million a club. So, but back and forth we go, and as we talked about yesterday, time is ticking. If we're going to have a season, which would resume around mid-July, 18th, 19th, something like that. And we'll see. The next couple of days, I think, are crucial in terms of whether we're going to have a baseball season.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting to see. And, of course, and also today, Dr. Fauci back into the news and into the spotlight as he was – had his sights set on the National Football League today. We're going to talk more about that after we talk with K.J. Pilcher of the Gazette. But Dr. Fauci believes that the not-so-fast, my friends, as Lee Corso would say, as far as the National Football League season is concerned, he's got some views about that. So, like I said, we'll get to that coming up a little bit later in the program here today. More things happening as far as the fight for equality, what have you. More coming out of the college ranks anyway today. University of Florida has announced that they are going to end the popular Gator chant that goes through the swamp down in Florida. That will no longer be done at both football, basketball, whatever, baseball, whatever the case may be. That particular chant is going to be gone. And apparently with it, with the, you know, the whatever, the Gator thing they do with the hands, the up and down. So we shall see. We'll see if that continues to be the case. But that is coming from the president of the University of Florida today. So that is going to the wayside. Texas football having their problems today as well. They've got players not comfortable representing the University of Texas. And Texas also, Mark, had a pretty big number of positive cases positive test results as far as the coronavirus is concerned.
Yeah, I think 13 players, something like that. And Texas has been a hot spot recently, that's for sure, after the reopening. And what that will do to preparations down there, we don't know. On the other side of things, Michigan State reporting after testing 124 tests, one positive result. So you mentioned Fauci and his claims and whatnot about an NFL season. Things are going to be different wherever you go. Wyoming is not Chicago, and New Orleans is not Utah, so to speak. So it's going to be different across the board, I think.
It is. It will be different out there. 319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in. 319-366-1600. David and Hudson reminding us there are 55 players at Kansas State in quarantine right now. I think that is the highest among anyone out there as far as the NCAA is concerned, which is strange. You wouldn't think of Manhattan, Kansas being, you know, the epicenter of things like that, but that is a reality right now.
Well, that doesn't mean 55 players are tested positive. They could have been
around
exposed
someone.
Yes. Yeah. So that's an alarming number for sure. But doesn't give all the details, I don't think.
And of course, yeah, I believe it was yesterday was revealed that the University of Iowa is going to start off with kids going to class face-to-face, and then after Thanksgiving, they're going to have online classes for the remainder of the first semester. That announced yesterday by the University of Iowa, which is different from what Northern Iowa and Iowa State are doing. They're going to start earlier and end at Thanksgiving. Iowa worried that kids coming back from Thanksgiving break could be exposed, could come back, and then an epidemic would take place as far as students, faculty, whatever, throughout Iowa City and Coralville. So that is why the university is doing that. I guess time will tell on which of those two variations is going to work out the best.
Yeah, I mean, it's the great unknown right now. I think you and I and Iowa State trying to be a little proactive, and if there is a so-called second wave, you know, let's not forget the first wave hasn't run its course yet, right?
No.
And yeah, we'll talk about Fauci's comments and a little bit more in that regard later on.
Yep, 17 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. There is college football news not dealing with the coronavirus or what have you. Alabama and Ohio State, Mark. If we can make it to 2027 and 2028, we got something to look forward to because the Buckeyes and the Crimson Tide are going to play a good old-fashioned home-and-home two-year back-to-back football series, if you can call 2 years a series. 2027 and 2028. First game will be played at Ohio Stadium in Columbus on September the 18th of 2027. And the second game will be September 9th, 2028 at Bryant-Denny Stadium in Tuscaloosa as Alabama will host Ohio State. That will be fun.
I think it'd be great. The question is, who will the head coaches be at that time? Nick Saban, Ryan Day, are they still going to be around?
Well, I think Day has a real good shot at being around. Do you really see Nick Saban being around, though, 8 years from now?
I don't, no.
No.
I don't.
I wonder who the Tide coach will be in 2028.
That's the one to come together. That's going to be two terrific games, I got to believe.
Yeah, and everyone bangs on the fact that the SEC doesn't play anybody. Alabama is going to play USC this year in a neutral site game and has games scheduled against Miami, Florida, Texas, Wisconsin, Florida State, and West Virginia all before 2027 for Alabama. Mm-hmm. They don't need to play those folks.
No, that's quite a collection of schools. Cream of the crop, actually.
And Ohio State is pretty good too. They have Oregon maybe this year because, of course, the governor of the state of Oregon said no fans are going to be there at Autzen Stadium for that game. They'll play Oregon in 2020 and 2021. Also, home and home against Notre Dame, Washington, and Texas before 2027. So good for Ohio State and good for Alabama as well. And I'm surprised that the schedule contingent for the Hawkeye Nation has not chimed in. And this is usually the time they do so.
Well, what's wrong with Northern Iowa and Northern Illinois?
It's not. It is not Oregon, West Virginia, Washington, and Texas.
That's true.
That is what is. That's what's wrong with that out there. Coming up on 20 minutes past the hour at 3, we will talk more about football and the prospects for the NFL. We'll get your thoughts out there about that coming up in just a little bit. We'll keep you updated on what's happening at Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, as well. Throughout the program coming up today. But we're going to take a break, come back. Our friend KJ Pilcher will join us from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Plenty to talk about with KJ, and we'll talk about what he has witnessed as far as high school baseball and softball with the reincarnation of sports on the high school front around the state of Iowa. We'll do that when we return. Scott Mark Buttons with you on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class. More coming your way right after this on KGYM.
So you're upgrading a house, planning an incredible master bath, a stunning open concept kitchen, but for the backyard deck, something square? Imagination shouldn't end at the back door. Create something truly inspired with TimberTech. Design versatility and technological superiority to vastly improve your home improvement. Imagine the possibilities at TimberTech.com. Bring your outdoor living space to life with TimberTech from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
First this crazy crisis, and now hail. One thing is for sure, this perfect storm means you can save big. Dave Wright here from Dave Wright Nissan Subaru. If you don't mind a few dents and dings, you could save up to an incredible $20,000 off new Nissans, or save up to $10,000 off new Subarus, or save up to 50% off our pre-owned vehicles. But we are still here to help you the safest way possible. We're sanitizing and keeping a safe distance. Plus, if your car was damaged in the storm, we'll take it off your hands and give you way more than it's worth. It's the hail sale of the century. You can save up to $20,000 off brand new cars if you don't mind a few dents and dings. Or save up to 50% off our pre-owned vehicles. This perfect storm means you can get the car of your dreams and leave some money in your pocket. But hurry, these deals are only good until all the hail cars are gone, and with these savings, it won't take long. See all the cars at DaveWrightAuto.com. That's DaveWrightAuto.com.
Discount varies depending on actual damage. Not all vehicles have damage. All incentives to dealer ends when all hail cars are gone.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Every journey starts with a single step. On your retirement journey, make sure your first step is finding Medicare Supplement Insurance with Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We want you to find answers to all your questions about Medicare. Go to wellmark.com/Medicare today and get your free Medicare Matters guide, or find a local expert to talk to. Then, let the journey begin. Wellmark. Must reside in the service area of the plan. Wellmark Medicare Supplement Insurance plans are not connected with or endorsed by any government agency.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Golic and Wingo on the Gym is brought to you by the Iowa Gambling Treatment Program from the Iowa Department of Public Health. If your gambling losses hurt too much, call 1-800-BETS-OFF or visit 1-800-BETS-OFF.org.
Napa Know How. Father's Day knickknacks, that funny mug, ironic tie, or worse, IOU coupon books. It's time to get yourself something you want, Dad, like a Craftsman half-inch corded impact wrench for $99.99. It's the perfect gift to give to yourself. And while you're here, don't forget to shop all our great deals on Craftsman tools. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer ends 6/30/20.
Every home has things it needs, things that need to be maintained, fixed, or replaced. The Home Depot is here to help you get it done. You can easily find what you need on our app, order it online with the push of a button, and have it brought to your door with free delivery on over a million items. We have the essentials you need, the online know-how you may need to do it yourself, and low prices that make it all possible. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
324 back with you on the Gym Class on KGYM as we'll be talking with KJ Pilcher of the Cedar Rapids Gazette coming up here in just a couple minutes, tracking him down and efforting, as we say. So we will talk with him coming up here in just a couple of moments or so. 319-366-1600, that is the text line available to you. Again, that is 319-366-1600. Scott and Mark with you. Buttons efforting, as we mentioned, and hopefully we'll get a hold of KJ coming up here in a couple of minutes and talk with him. We will have a topic for you coming up tomorrow. It is Father's Day this weekend, Mark. That snuck up on me.
Yeah, so I've heard. Sunday the day, and we're going to have a topic tomorrow. We're going to ask you to contribute as well. Your favorite father-son or father-daughter combinations in sports history.
Yeah, it
can
be fun.
Give that some thought and weigh in tomorrow.
Yeah, father daughter is wide open there as well. Doesn't have to be father son. Father daughter, we'll take those as well. So that'll be coming up on the show tomorrow, depending on the weather situation. I know you will be on, Mark, and Buttons will be here. It just depends on the weather if yours truly will be here coming up tomorrow. We'll see how that all plays out. 26 minutes. Past the hour of 3 o'clock here on KGYM. Your twins making a little news today, at least one of your twins, Mark. What's going on with Miguel Sano right now? He has been accused of kidnapping, but now he has said that he is being blackmailed in his native Dominican Republic. So there's some weird things happening right now with Miguel Sano, who's kind of had a little bit of a weird career and on and off the field so far for your Minnesota Twins.
Yeah, he and three of his friends are accused of kidnapping a man in the Dominican 6 weeks ago. And lawyers said his client was beaten and threatened to be hanged by the group on May 6th. Strange story. I don't know how it's going to turn out. Could be bad for Sano and the Twins, but developing story nonetheless.
Yeah, developing story, and I think we're going to get more on that coming up in the next couple of days. Again, if you miss Major League Baseball, maybe not the optimistic news that we wanted to hear. As a counterproposal coming from the Major League Baseball Players Association, they want more than the 60 games in 70 days, and they want more days off. So they're thinking about 700-odd million dollars off, I believe you said, Mark, or something like, or what was the figure again?
About 270.
270, okay.
Something like that.
Yeah, so they're a little ways off, which, you know, everybody's getting got excited. I got excited a little bit for Major League Baseball coming back. You know, we had one of our mutual friends, a friend of the show, Kurt Gustafson. He's already got ways to make money with all of our teams in the same division now.
Yeah, he's proposed a little bet for those of us that are apparently going to be in the same division. A little wagering to be done should the season take place.
Yeah, so we're all hoping that's going to be the case, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping anyway, and doggone it. We will see how it plays out.
6182 on the text line pointing out the guy Sano is accused of beating is a child molester. He molested Sano's 8-year-old brother.
Mm.
And
another layer.
Another layer. And apparently the guy that was apparently kidnapped wants a little bit of money out of Miguel Sano. So where the truth lies, where this ends, I know the twins are aware of it, trying to get a resolution at some point.
I'm going to talk to K.J. Pilcher, the Gazette, coming up here in just a couple of moments. Maybe he's getting ready for a ball game. I don't know. Could be. He's out there doing some coverage. Gazette getting a lot of folks out there and covering baseball and softball. So K.J.'s doing that, and Jeff Johnson and Jeff Linder and Mike Condon was out there as well. So everybody getting into the act a little bit as far as baseball and softball getting back out there.
Yeah, I got my first look today, Scott. I don't know if you've been there or not, at Varsity Bound, which is a successor of what Quick Stats, a statistical collection service.
Yep.
That is available in the state. Coaches enter the information there, and I know Varsity Bound has had some issues with the website, but I got on today. It's a pretty snappy website, and if you're a high school fan, I'd encourage you to go there.
Yeah, it's some good stuff. They give stats and lineups and all that good stuff, I believe, on there.
Yeah, all kinds of statistics and game information. If you missed a result last night, it's easy enough to find there. It's a pretty good resource, I think.
It is, and it'll be good to see. And that, of course, available online. It's on your phone as well at KGY, or not at KGYM, at varsitybound.com, IAvarsitybound.com. So you can find out everything there is to know. Good thing that wasn't around when you and I were playing, Mark. So we couldn't probably, handled people taking a look at our averages. My junior year, I would have lined people up to take a look at my average. The senior year, not quite as much.
Well, it would have been fun to go back and see some of those seasons, maybe not ours, but others in the past. And you know, when this statistical gathering service wasn't out there, but it would be really, really cool to, you know, look back into the 60s, 70s, and whatnot, some of the great seasons that were posted.
Yeah. Speaking of great seasons posted, he's always having a great season. Our friend K.J. Pilcher of the Gazette set to join us right now. And you can read all his terrific articles at thegazette.com. And we encourage you to give him a follow as well on Twitter. And K.J. joins us here. K.J. would have loved to have all your stats shown on a website when you were wrestling and doing everything else at Wash, right?
Let me see. Considering I couldn't hit water falling out of a boat. it's forced Rick Nedelecki to make his pitchers hit because I could hit the broadside of a barn. I don't think I would have appreciated my numbers being flaunted on a website just so people could have fun with it. But, you know, it is what it is.
It's a good source. It's a good source now to help us all.
Oh, fantastic. Just trying to locate stuff that you would have had to call and try to track down stuff in the past. Oh my gosh, it's amazing what technology has done to help at least our jobs out anyway.
Well, KJ, one of the reasons we brought you on today is sort of quote unquote take the temperature of this first week of high school baseball in particular, which you're covering. And what are your impressions so far?
Well, I think things probably have gone as smooth as you could probably ask for right now. This is definitely a kind of a tiptoeing across cracked ice kind of situation where, I really think kind of a prevailing attitude from coaches or players is, listen, we have this opportunity to play.
Yep.
There are going to be a lot of eyes on us, not just baseball people, not just people across the state, but people in other states and people in other sports. And they're taking this very, very seriously in the fact that they're following guidelines as strict as they can to make sure, you know, they're doing things properly, taking advantage of this opportunity that they have. And they know it's going to impact other sports either negatively or positively. So I think the people involved are doing everything they can, and they're taking it seriously to the point where, you know, they're erring on the side of caution. You know, I think there are still people that are uneasy, whether it's attending games. I know there are people who are there still in masks. You know, some family members are not attending games just out of precaution. And people are doing as much as they can to accommodate people that can't be in attendance and to keep crowds down. You know, by live streaming events. So to make a short answer long, sorry, but they're doing everything they can, and they're trying to accommodate people that still don't feel safe or are at risk to be able to still see games with, you know, live streaming and stuff like that.
Yeah. As far as the kids are concerned and the players are concerned, I think they're just talking with a few of them anyway that I know. They are just really, really happy to be out there. And I think the understated thing is the fact that they know they've got eyes on them. They're doing their best, and they know that others are dependent on what they do right now and how they act and how they go through practices and games, really.
Yeah, and that's the exact thing, is that they understand they have to do exactly what's told for this to work. And, you know, they know that when a coach says get a drink and sanitize it, they have to get a drink and they have to clean their hands. They know when Hoyer is telling them to spread out during the national anthem, like Tuesday, you know, at Washington, a game I covered, that they need to spread out and give each other the appropriate amount of space. And it's not easy. You guys have been there. You know what it's like being part of a team, and especially being, you know, baseball. You crowd each other a little bit sometimes, you know, when you're in the infield or whatever. But they understand these rules aren't being in place to inconvenience them. They're being put into place to keep people safe and to do, you know, the best job they can to mitigate any kind of spread or outbreak. And it will have an impact. And, I mean, that's just the thing. The ripple effect of what goes on in Iowa with baseball and softball is going to reach further than many people ever thought those two sports would have. And, I mean, you know, and so far the kids have been accepting of it. I mean, from what I've seen and the people I've talked to, it's just a change, but it's a necessary change that has to happen for this situation. And, I mean, it shows a lot of maturity on everybody's part to follow along and do this, because it's not easy, you know, and it's going to get harder. You know, the one thing, it's easy to do like the first couple weeks, but then, okay, week three, nothing's happened. There hasn't been an outbreak. You know, do they get laxed a little bit, and we'll see. But my feeling is no, because I think the coaches and the administrators are focused on the situation. I mean, Washington on Tuesday had like seven different administrators working the baseball game, which usually doesn't happen. But, you know, they're there to make sure people are sitting in the right spot. They're there to make sure if people need masks, they have masks, to make sure, you know, nobody's, you know, bouncing from crowd to crowd and trying to stay in their circles and chasing down foul balls are done properly and everything like that. So there's a lot of manpower and a lot of hours going in to make sure these guidelines are followed. And And from what I've seen of the two locations I've been at, North Flint on Monday and then Cedar Rapids, Washington on Tuesday, those are being followed. And it's different. You know, the atmosphere at North Flint, it was usually you have the fans and bleachers packed with, you know, people from town, family members, even students there. And, they're empty except for kind of, you know, a few players that were spacing out because, you know, there are too many people in the dugout. So the overflow is into the bleachers where some of the equipment, you know, they kind of kept their bags and stuff too. So it's just a different atmosphere, but it's one that I think a lot of players and coaches are willing to take, you know, given the circumstances.
KJ, this interestingly, I find this is personal for you. You have a daughter, I believe, playing, and I wonder what it's like as a parent in that regard.
Yeah, my daughter's the Xavier varsity softball team, and you know, we sat down, and of course, our younger daughter plays as well, and she's in the middle of her club season. And we sat down with them, and we said at the beginning when Governor Reynolds announced that baseball and softball would be allowed to play if they wanted, and the association and union said, yep, we'll have a season. We sat down and said, listen, these are the risks. It could be nothing. Nothing could come of it. You could be totally fine. Nothing spreads. Everything will be okay. To you could possibly be exposed, bring something home and make a grandparent or my wife or I sick. The one thing we said, you have to be comfortable with playing. If you're comfortable, then you need to do it full bore. No hesitancy, no hem and hawing and a week or two in, oh, I don't know if I can do this. This has to be something that you're either comfortable with or you just will have to decide not to play. And we all kind of sat together and agreed, okay, if you guys want to play, we'll support you. We'll deal with whatever occurs, if anything does. So it is a little nerve-wracking, but to see kind of the guidelines and things kind of go into play and how it's really been administered, and it isn't something that is just, a paper policy. I think you guys all know what that is. Things that are put into place but maybe not followed because they aren't taken seriously. These are policies that are put into place, and the coaches and players and administrators are sticking to that because they understand the ramifications if they don't. So that's made it easier as a parent seeing those things kind of play out and be put into action, knowing that they're doing as much as possible to kind of keep them safe, try to keep things from breaking out. And, you know, it was a talk that we had to have. Okay, are we on board? Are we not on board? Because if we're not fully supportive of this, it's not going to happen. And it just happened to be so that the four of us, two daughters and wife and I, decided, you know what, we're going to do this and full steam ahead.
Very, very well put right there. KJ Pilcher joining us, 342. I
will say it, so far, so good.
Yes, and, yes.
You know, we'll see what the weeks come, but so far things have been okay, for at least for us anyway.
What did you think the first time you saw kind of a, I'm not going to say a get-together or anything like that, but just something on the base pads or at first base or wherever the case may be, either at Northland or at Wash with two players getting together? Did you kind of think, I mean, you would never think anything of it in the past, but now what, if you saw it, what was your first reaction?
Well, this is going to be another little personal story. The first thing that really caught my eye, I was watching our younger daughter play a softball tournament in Waterloo, and she went out to talk to her pitcher. She's a catcher. And I thought it was interesting because the pitcher was facing towards right field, and Katie was facing towards the first baseline. And it just kind of dawned on me that, you know, I wanted to ask her, was that something that just happened, or was that something the coaches told you so you avoided face-to-face contact? And you realize, okay, those are the things that are going to occur. And what really stood out to me Monday at North Lynn was when Travis Griffith, the head coach at North Lynn, went out on a mound visit. You know, he kept his distance. But, you know, usually you pull the infield in and you discuss, okay, this is what we're going to do because they had runners on. And it was during a Midland rally. And usually you would call the players in, tell them, okay, this is what we're going to do, relax, you know, whatever. He talked to the pitcher, and then he was in the grass area, you know, between third base and the mound, and he was pointing to the second baseman and giving instructions. So that's how they were handling that mound meeting, and not your normal huddle. And you just kind of wondered how those things were going to be. Now, I think Brett Hoyer was a little bit different for him. You know, I think that they had more of a group meeting on the mound. But those are the things that, you know, you just kind of watch and see how those are going to be handled during this process. And I know this is going to sound really silly, but the foul ball and balls coming into play, it's going to change the pace of play and probably has in the two games that I've been at. But one of the things, you know, the defense is throwing the ball in now. So on a foul ball, the ball's coming from the dugout, not the home plate umpire.
Yeah.
And then when I noticed when there were no runners on base and a ball got by the catcher at Washington, the catcher was running back to the backstop to get the ball. Before, it would be the on-deck batter would run and get it and hold on to it until he steps to the plate. And then the umpire would throw another ball in. That's not the case now. You know, the catcher was running it down, throwing it back to the pitcher, which elongates the game, and it's just some extra stuff that they have to do. But it's little things like that that are popping up that you kind of notice. And, you know, with those meetings and those face-to-face meetings, you just kind of hold your breath a little bit and kind of wonder, okay, is that what they should be doing? Or, you know, is that safe? And it's just something that kind of creeps into your mind a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I noticed. Those poor catchers, they got to move you even more now.
Yeah, right? And wait till it gets a little bit warmer. That trip to the backstop to get a ball that gets by them is going to seem longer and longer.
Especially in the sixth inning of the second game.
Yeah, right?
KJ, as you know, the pages on the calendar flip pretty rapidly, especially for as we grow older. But in reference to what we might look forward to in the fall, have you had any discussions with either coaches or administrators or ADs or whatnot to get their gauge on what we might be looking at?
In all honesty, I really haven't had any specific discussions or anything really concrete about what the fall is going to bring. I just know there's some opinions and stuff floating around. They wonder if maybe a non-district schedule will end up going away. I know some coaches have thought that could be a possibility where they take more time for things to play out. You know, and those non-district weeks might be shelved, and they just have a regular season filled with district competition. I really think a lot of what happens, and it's going to be a short turnaround, obviously, so something's going to have to be kind of written and penciled, preparing on how the summer goes. But I think a lot of it's just going to depend on how baseball and softball turn out. And what's going to be the end result? And what was good? What was bad? What worked? What didn't work? What are we going to be able to do, or what did we prove we can't do going forward? So, I think a lot of it's still up in the air, and it's really going to depend on how these next 4, 5, 6 weeks of baseball and softball turn out.
Yeah, and well, you've seen a couple. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say one thing that I kind of noticed that I think is going to be true for a lot of teams and a lot of players and just kind of an effect of what's gone on with this season is I think you've noticed the stamina for pitchers not quite to where you would expect it to be compared to other seasons. And I think that's because of the layoff. And I think a lot of people have to be patient and stuff because, you know, a lot of these pitchers, even during the off season, they were quarantined or, you know, the social distancing things were shut down. They weren't able to work in the preseason or the off season the way they normally do during spring with leagues and just workouts and stuff like that. So it's going to take, heck, it might take the entire regular season for guys to really kind of get into shape and form on the mound. And that's something that's kind of been noticeable with a lot of walks here. Kind of the first two nights that I've covered.
Sure. Games. Sure. And seen a couple good teams this week so far anyway. And I know the preview was out in the paper and mm-hmm. North Lynn's going to have a good team. You saw a no hitter from Mr. Bain over at Kennedy. And I think the Cougars are going to jump back up, I think, a little bit more this year. But some good teams around our area in baseball.
Oh, for sure. And I think Kennedy's going to be one of those sneaky teams. You know, they've kind of taken their lumps a little bit the last couple years. But, you know, they've got some guys that are experienced. They've got some individuals. I was really impressed with the way they hit the ball and their approach at the plate to go along with, Bain's performance on the mound as well. And I think that's going to be a team that could make some noise. And, of course, you know, you've got Xavier and Marion with, you know, some strong guys back. Prairie, I think, is a team that could really turn some heads. The school's in Iowa City. Iowa City Liberty has a team full of three-year starters, and now they're getting to play at home for the first time. So they're expecting some big things. Iowa City West, Charlie Stump always has a team. And, of course, you've got Marcus Morgan, one of the best pitchers around. Regina's going to be much improved. City High is going to be good. And then the small schools like North Lynn, you know, a lot of people are wondering they're going to miss Jake Hilmer and some of those seniors from last year. And I'll tell you what, Austin Hilmer has kind of stepped into those shoes, and he looked like his brother playing the way he was able to, you know, get on base, steal a base, score on the next at bat. I mean, he's a special player that is going to be counted on a lot. And then Al Burnett, you know, that's a team that was in the state finals in 1A last year. You know, they've got a lot of guys coming back. They had a big win against Don Bosco last night. And they're playing in each of their first 4 days, so they're getting as many games in as possible. They had a tight game with Mason City Newman, the returning state champ, on Tuesday. Tough game against Lisbon, who was a state finalist a couple years ago, on Monday. And that's a team that some big things could be ahead of them this season.
Hey, real quick, KJ, Kennedy has a new wrestling coach. Tell us about him.
Yeah, Nick LeClaire. A lot of people will recognize the name, the LeClaire name, at North Lynn. Him and his brothers, Dan and Chris, wrestled there. Dan wrestled at the University of Iowa. Nick was a state champ in 2007. Him and his brother, Chris, wrestled at Co. He was a two-time national finalist for Co. His dad, Doug, a longtime fireman here, was also a wrestling coach in the past. And, you know, he's been a member of Dennis Hienick's staff for 7 years, I believe. He's I tell you what, he is a great young coach that has come from a wrestling family, a strong wrestling background. He's somebody that relates well with the students and the athletes. He's really helped build the Kennedy youth program back up during his time there. Hienick pretty much put him in charge of that, and he's done a great job. And I know he teaches there, also an assistant softball coach. So he's somebody that's really invested in the community, and talking to him, you can hear that in his voice that, you know, he plans to be here for a long time, and it's a community that he wants to build up. I think he kind of mentioned a small town feel at a big school, and he's really excited to kind of take the baton and continue what Dennis Hienick has done there. And he inherits a pretty strong team that's won two straight divisional titles and had the most qualifiers it ever had a year ago.
Are you dad today, or are you covering today?
I am actually doing a little KCRG 9.2 work, so I'm not riding, but I am working.
Okay.
And I'm actually covering the – I'm actually calling the Xavier Jefferson game. So I'm going to be working, but underneath it all, I'll be dad. so we'll see how I juggle those two responsibilities, but it should be fun. I'm be anxious to see it and call a game and over at Jeff.
Yeah, enjoy it. All right. Thanks, KJ. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
All right, KJ Pilcher. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. Give him a follow on Twitter as well. We're going to take a quick break, come back. We'll talk a little bit about what Dr. Fauci had to say about the National Football League season when we come back.
Now is the time to get in on the action with Elite Sportsbook. Receive a 50% match on your first online deposit up to $200 for all brand new accounts now through August 31st. Sign up at Rhythm City Casino Resort or Riverside Casino and Golf Resort to qualify for the new account deposit match. Visit EliteSportsbook.com for complete details and restrictions. Then start betting on your phone anywhere in Iowa. Get in on the action with Elite Sportsbook. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
An auto policy from State Farm gets you collision coverage. And this radio ad from State Farm gets you coverage of this beloved 90s hit.
I hit a car. I hit a car. I hit a car. My agent's gonna help me.
For more coverage, visit statefarm.com.
The year was 1919. Barbasol shaving cream was invented by a dreamer named Frank Shields. The world's first modern shave cream, Barbasol changed the face of shaving forever. A few billion shaves later, Frank's dream lives on. Behind every face is a dream. Barbasol proudly salutes every fearless, self-assured, wide-eyed dreamer all across America. Celebrating 100 years, Barbasol.
Anyone who builds, remodels, or repairs for a living, we know the way you work has changed. That's why Lowe's is committing today to build new ways to keep you working tomorrow. We are proud to introduce the new Lowe's for Pros job site, powered by Stream, an augmented video chat tool so you can be there for your customers without actually being there. And the cost to use? Try it free through October 31st at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty. Just one of the reasons why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Services subject to Stream terms. Lowe's loyalty membership required. More terms apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get up to a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase select Superstart batteries. With high cranking power and reserve capacity, Superstart batteries provide all the power your vehicle demands and more. Turn the key with confidence. Superstart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Back in the gym class on KGYM at 3:56. Thank you for joining us here today. Scott and Mark with you. And topic tomorrow, dealing with Father's Day, the top father-son or father-daughter sports combinations. That'll be coming up tomorrow on the program. 319-366-1600. And a little piece of news before we say goodbye today, Mark. Dylan Doyle did not take long to find a landing spot for the former Hawkeye linebacker. He will be in the Big 12. He is going to be a Baylor Bear now.
He is indeed. And among the schools expressing interest, Texas, Boston College, Wisconsin, that according to 24/7 Sports. But Doyle has a landing spot, and he'll have to apply for a waiver to be eligible in 2020. We'll see if that happens.
Yeah. And we will see if that takes place. Nothing yet, obviously, as far as Chris Doyle's future is concerned. Dr. Fauci came out and was did not hold any punches as far as the NFL is concerned, Mark. He said unless the NFL attacks things this fall the way that the NBA is looking at as far as a bubble situation for its teams are concerned. He doesn't see an NFL season happening or problems with the NFL season. So that is his warning anyway. The NFL seems to think that they are going to be okay. So somebody's going to be very disappointed in a few months.
Well, what Fauci knew in March, he didn't know. It was different in April. It was different in May. And it'll be different in July and August. So that's all I have to say about that, because time's short, Scott.
It is. We will be back with you tomorrow at 3. Todd and Alex coming your way next on KGYM.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection.